Soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 17 kuzibandlela 2025 ngokipsdube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Kulungiselelwa ukugcotshwa kwamnumzana Donald Trump kuba umongameli weMelika okulakho ukuphazanyiswa ngumqando. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu ithi eleZimbabwe lephula ilungelo loluntu okumangalisayo nyakenye. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba umkhosi wokugcotshwa kwamnumzana Donald Trump ngomvulo kuza kwenzelwa phakathi kwedala leCongress hathi phandle njengenhlala yenza ngenxa yomqando. UTrump uthanda kuloba enkundleni yakhe eyeTruth Social ukuthi umkhosi lo uzagqutshelwa phakathi kweCapitol Hill. Kwake kwenziwa okufanayo kugcotshwa owaba ngumongameli uRonald Reagan ngomnyaka ka-1985. Okwamanje silethulela imbali kaTrump. Umnumzana Donald Trump uza kugcotshwa ngomvulo ukuba ngumongameli weMelika wamajumi amane lasikhombisa 47. Ubuyela kwakhe embusweni okumangalise abantu abaningi kwenzakala phose ngemva kweminyaka elijumi waqala ukuguqula ibandla leRepublican Party ngesikhathi kuxokozela kakhulu kwezombusazwe. Nantu udaba olulotshwe nguTina Trim weVOA. UTrump uthi wakhethwa ngendlela engazake ibonakale kule Melika njalo waphinda wanikwa amandla amakhulu ngabantu beMelika.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
Nifisa ukubonga abantu bonke beMelika ngokungikhetha kuba ngumongameli wamathuma amane lasikhombisa. Njalo lokuba
kusukela ngamathuma amane
lanhlanje
azange
edelivela
indlela lemuli zenu
ujayele ukwenza ukuthi
umuntu wakhe
ube yiwo ohamba phambili
entweni. Amandla ami wonke ngizalwela ukuthi eleMelika libe lilizwe eliqinileyo
elithuthuka kuhle njengalokhu okufiswa yinzalo yezwelele okuyikho lokhu elikufunayo.
With every breath in my body I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve.
Ubuyela embusweni kukaTrump kuveza ukungancengi umuntu wakhe kukho konke akwenzayo. URus Butner ukuphephandaba leThe New York Post uyalandisa.
I think what you see is somebody who has incredible confidence in his own intuition.
Lapha esibonayo umuntu ozithembayo ocabanga ngendlela ayifunayo.
Intatheli zindaba zeNew York Times uRus Butner loSusan Craig baloba ogwalo olesihloko esithi Lucky Loser oluhlolisisa indlela uTrump ayizikhukhumeza ngayo esithi unothe kakhulu. UButner uyakuchasisa lokhu.
He has not since the early 80s really trusted people who have subject area expertise in almost anything. He will always overrule them to make things the way he wants them to turn out.
Izakhiwo zonke zikaTrump zalotshwa ngamabala amakhulu alombala oligolide okuveza sobala injongo yakhe empilweni. USusan Craig wakubona lokhu.
He was worth $200 million when he would talk. It was the interview he gave to the New York Times, and that grew to $1 billion when he was talking to 60 Minutes a decade later.
Wayelesi sindo esifika ezigidi ezingamakhulu amabili 200 million uma ekhuluma kule ngxoxo wake wayenza le New York Times eyaba lesi sindo samabhiliyoni wayekhuluma khona kudala kuhlelo lwe 60 minutes.
UTrump watshengisa ukuba yintshantshu ekwenzeni ukuthi athakazelelwe nguZulu njalo lokuthola akofunayo kumabhizimusi. Kodwa ngasese kuningi owakumkhathaza. Amakhampani akhe avalwa kanengi nengi. Kumakasino waphelelwa imali lakho kwavalwa. waphinda njalo wavuselela umsebenzi wakhe ngokuba ngumlingisi kumabona kude kuhlelo lwe-The Apprentice lapho ayezibambe khona esidukwini.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
UTrump ongaxolisi muntu njalo othanda ukulahla umlomo waxabalisa abantu abaningi elwela uZulu.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Uma ele Mexico liletha abantu lapha, ngale lethi abakhaliphileyo, baletha izidakamizwa, ubudlova, abadlwengulayo, njalo engxenye labalungileyo.
Engumongameli wakhetha abehluleli abathathu abangena edale le-Supreme Court abagenqula umthetho wokukhitshwa kwezisu. Ekuqaleni komnyaka ka-2020 waqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 owanyikinya amandla kaTrump. Wasebenza katalala ukuze kudingwe amajekiseni okuvikela uZulu kumkhuhlane lo. Wakuwabika uba kulabazama ukulungisa umuthi wokuwatsha ama-bleach alakho ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegciwane leli. Ngolwezi ngesikhathi kulabantu abafika phose izigidi ezili-19 million ababele igciwane le-COVID-19 labedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 230,000 abasebebulewe ngumkhuhlane lo. Abantu bavotela uJoe Biden kukhetho lukamongameli. Esesukile embusweni, uTrump wabhekana lamacala amaningi okwenza ukuba atholakale elecala kwelinye lawo. Kodwa lokhu kwamenza wathazelelwa ngabantu abaningi njalo waphinda waphepha engozini yokudutshulwa. UPam Smith ohlala e-Evans City esabelweni sePennsylvania ngomunye wabalandeli bakhe.
God has a plan for Trump, and he absolutely was spared for some purpose and reason, and hopefully it's to become the 47th president.
Umlimi lezimiso zikaTrump okunenge kwamceza ngenxa yezizathu ezithize ngethemba elikhulu kumbe ngokuthi yabe ngumongameli wamachumi amane lasikhombisa 47.
Ezombusazwe sezaguqulwa nguTrump selokhu wangena kukho. Indoda eyaloba ugwalo olesihloko esithi The Art of the Comeback usephendukile njalo esikhundleni sikamongameli. Udaba lolu lulotshwe nguTina Trim we-VOA.
Umkhangisi kumbe imodeli yaseSlovenia eyaba ngumongameli weMelika, unkosikazi Melania Trump, usebuyela esigodlweni sikamongameli e-White House ngemva kokunqoba komkakhe uDonald Trump, yena waqala ukungena embusweni ngo-2016. Intetheli zindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Baltaras Iglesias ulobe lolu daba esilethulelwe nguNtukameli Gomo we-Studio 7.
Abazali bakhe bamupha igama elithi Melania Knavs, kodwa kathesi umhlaba umazi njengoMelania Trump, yena owayengumkamongameli weMelika. Wazalwa ngoMabasa mhlaka 26 ngo-1970 eNovo Mesto kweleSlovenia, elalisaziwa ngokuthi yiYugoslavia. Ekukhuleni kwakhe edolobheni leSevnica, uyise wayethengisa izimota njalo unina esebenza kwenye inkampani ekhiqiza amalembu. Kodwa uNavs wayejabulela kakhulu ezokuceca. Kutsho owayengumngane wakhe besafunda, uMirjana Jelansik.
She also liked designing.
Wayethanda ukuthunga isebenzisa izigqoko ezindala ukwenza ezintsha.
UNavs wamisa izifundo zakhe zokudizayina izigqoko, njalo esebenzisa igama elithi Melania Knows. Waqala ukugijimisa umsebenzi wokumodela ezwekazi le-Europe. Ngeminyaka yabo-1990, impumelelo yakhe yamletha kwele-Melika. Kutsho ofundisa e-Ohio University uProfessor Catherine Jellison.
As a fashion model and someone who was often invited
njengemodel eyayibukisa impahla futhi ehlala emenywa emicimbini yezinga laphezulu eNew York, ngokuzwisisa kwami le yiyo indlela ahlangana ngayo loDonald Trump.
Sebechatile uNoz waba nguMelania Trump ngoZibandlela mhlaka 22 ngo-2005. Wazothola indodana yakhe eyiyo yodwa ngomnyaka owalandelayo. Ngalowo mnyaka futhi waba yisizalwane seMelika. Impilo kaMelania Trump yaguquka umkakhe eze encintise kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika ngo-2016. Emele ibandla lama-Republicans, njalo wamncedisa ukukhankasela lolu khetho. Wethula amazwi alandelayo.
It is wonderful to be here.
Kumnandi ukuba lapha lani namuhla kanye lomyeni wami. Ngiyaziqhenya ngaye.
Umnumzana Donald Trump wafungiswa ukuba ngumongameli weMelika wesi-45 ngoZibandlela 2017. Njengomkamongameli, uMelania Trump wethekelela amazwe omhlaba achiyeneyo waphatheka kunhlelo ezifana lolwe Be Best Campaign, lona olwaluphatha impilakahle yabantwana. Waphatheka njalo kunhlelo zokuvikeleka kwabesifazana ebulenjini be-internet kanye lokulwisana lezidakamizwa. Wayengathandi ukuzibonakalisa njengabanye abafazi babomongameli. Kodwa lanxa kunjalo, abezindaba babehlezi bemfake ilihlo elibukhali. Kutsho uJellison.
Criticized in some quarters for her fashion choices.
Achothozwa ngabanye ngezigqoko zakhe. Abanye bamsola ngokungayihlala eWhite House ekuqaleni kombuso womyeni wakhe. Futhi abanye bachothoza uhlelo lwakhe lwe Be Best Campaign.
Ngemva kokusuka eWhite House, uMelania Trump kazange athande ukuziveza emphakathini. Wayebonakala lapha lalaphaya encedisa umkakhe ukukhankasela ukhetho ngo-2024. Lalapho ekhangisa ugwalo aluloba ngempilo yakhe.
Writing this memoir has been a
ukubhala ugwalo lolu kube into ejule kakhulu kuhambo lwami lwempilo.
Umhlali weWisconsin uAustin Smith wavotela uDonald Trump ngo-2017. Waveza lokho afisa uMelania Trump akwenze engabuyela esigodlweni sikamongameli.
Ngifisa ukumbona eqhuba inhlelo ezijiyeneyo. Uhlelo olusenhlizweni yami kakhulu ngolokupha abantwana ukudla kwemini esikolo.
Ovotela ibandla lamademokrasi uJaslyn Kaur ufuna uMelania Trump adlale indima enkulu njengomkamongameli.
Going out and talking to
kumele aphume ayikhulumisana lomphakathi abhode ngelizwe ezazisa ebantwini.
Kodwa umhlaziyi uJellison uthi ubona uMelania Trump eqhubeka njengakuqala engayisuye muntu othanda ukuziveza ebantwini.
Nansi isaziso balaleli be-Studio 7. Ngomvulo ntambama kusukela ngo-7 p.m. kusiyafika u-9 p.m. sisalethulela ngokugcweleyo ukugcotshwa kukamongameli weMelika omutsha umnumzana Donald Trump. Khongozelani emsakazweni we-Studio 7 nasenkundleni ye-Facebook emakhasini ethu abalisa i-VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona kanye ne-VOA Studio 7. Sisalethulela udaba lolu njalo ebulenjini kuma-websites ethu kumakheli alandelayo. voandebele.com, voashona.com, na ku voazimbabwe.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusilandela njalo ku VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ukuze lithole izindaba zethu ngokugcweleyo.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Human Rights Watch ithi eZimbabwe lephula ilungelo likazulu okumangalisayo nyakenye. Ithi uhulumende watshwelisa nzima abaphikisayo labanye. Uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyakulandula lokhu. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Idale labaphathi ntambo bakahulumende wakwele Israel lithi kulungile ukuba kubekwe phansi izikhali empini ephakathi kwelizwe leli leHamas. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lentatheli zindaba ye-Committee to Protect Journalists ethi intatheli zindaba ezingamachumi phose angamachumi ayisikhombisa 67 zabotshwa nyakenye kuzekazi le-Afrika. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizo siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington.
Saka 7 ngozibandlela unobhala obona ngobudlelwano bemelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken unqume ukuthi amacala okuhlukuluza abantu ngendlela elobudlova adalwe kweleSudan liqembu leRapid Support Forces kanye lalabo elisebenza labo enyuke afika kuzinga lombhuqazwe igenocide mhlaka 15 kuMabasa ngo-2023. Abebutho leSudanese Armed Forces labeqembu leRapid Support Forces baqala impi elobudlova obedlulise amalawulo esibangele ukuhlupheka kwabantu abanengi yatshiya izizalwane zaseSudan ezedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu aphezu kwayisithupha 638,000 bebhekane lendlala emangalisayo. Abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amathathu 30 million bese simene esibi njalo kwafa inkulungwane lenkulungwane. Kutsho uBlinken kumbiko olotshiweyo awethulele abezindaba. Njengokutsho kwakhe ngompalakazi mhlaka 19 ngo-2023 ekhuluma phambi kwe-United Nations Security Council, usuku ngosuku luza lobudlova balo. Ukuhlaselwa kwezibhedlela, imikambo lokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zeziphepheli, ukubulawa kwabantu mahlayana, omama lamantombazana bayahlukuluzwa bedlwengulwa ngendlela ehlasimulisa umzimba. Siqhubeka sibona amacala angavunyelwayo empini lamacala okuhlukumeza umphakathi esenzakala kweleSudan. Iqembu leRapid Support Forces lalapho elisebenza labo baqothula imbokodo lesisekelo bebulala obaba labafana ngitsho lengane bekhangela imihlobo babulala njalo omama lamantombazana bekhetha ngemihlobo bebadlwengula kutsho uBlinken. Izidlova lezi zihlukuluza njalo umphakathi abantu abangahlomanga zibulala ngitsho labantu ababalekela impi futhi zivimba abantu abanengi ukuthola inhlelo ezibaphilisayo. Ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho sengithethe isinqumo sokuthi iqembu leRapid Support Forces labangane balo badale amacala ombhuqazwe igenocide kweleSudan ngendima ayidlale ekuhlukuluzeni abantu baseSudan. IMelika isiyethese izijeziso umkhokheli weRapid Support Forces, umnumzana Mohamed Hamdan Daglo Musa, owaziwa njalo ngokuthi nguHemedit. Kulabanye njalo abetheswe izijeziso lezi abagoqela ocalwa ngokuthengela iqembu leRapid Support Forces izikhali, kanye lamankampani alobudlelwano laleli qembu ase-United Arab Emirates. Elemelika alisekeli hlangothi kulimpi futhi izijeziso elizethese uHemedit leqembu lakhe leRapid Support Forces azitsho ukuthi lisekela iSudanese Armed Forces. Kutsho uBlinken, amacele omabili alecala lokubangela udlakela lokuhlupheka kwabantu beSudan futhi akula leli lodwa lawo elilungele ukubusa iSudan yakusasa elokuthula. Elemelika lizaqhubeka likhangelisisa amanye amanyathelo okujezisa labo abavuthela limpi behlukuluza abantu baseSudan.
Le imibono kahulumende weMelika. Sokuthi sikhathe sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Nyakomutsha Studio 7 salibonani salibonani Studio 7 eminyakeni omutsha ziyanile silo sifinyama sikamthwakazi hayi siyabingelela Studio 7 siyaphila thina unkosi yami ngihlala ngikhuluma Studio 7 ngifaka i-record yami liyidlala ke amanye lingadlali le yincela liyidlale le ngoba ngihlezi ngifika kobulawayo ngifikele erenkini lapha ngidlula ngisiya lapha engiyabe ngisiya khona mhlawumbe ngihamba ngemngcwabo kodwa namhlanje ngikhona la mpela sengile 3 weeks ngikhona la kobulawayo hayi akuso dorobho leli hayi hayi mina ngicala imbuzela umali lakhe inkomo lokubelief gawule lo Joseph Chuma ukuthi mabe khuluma bathini ngedorobho leli elimaqhwaqwaqhwaqwa so engathiwa lihawule engathiwa lihawule siqhwaqa hayi 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 ngicala imbuzele bona mpela Studio 7 libabuze ukuthi bathini ngedorobho libonile so dorobho lokuyingugude zomdlawuzo leyo
Studio 7 linjani linjani zihlobo zami umnyaka omutsha kini lonke mina vele uzangezo jaba ngonyamizonda angasibhathiso angasenziso singamandebele sihawula sivele sizihawulela phinda ngezelela ukuhawula phezu kokunye ukuhawula kufana lwana angikwazi ukuthi vele ulani sibila lakho usethwala induku njengoJoshua Nkomo uzikhokhela amalahle omtswiri enhlokweni yakhe naleyo enkulu engasisebenzini
Studio 7 unjani msakazi sibingelele kubalaleli lako
lakini basakazi lapho
libingelele ngungwenu
usitshela
dimandi indoda yaphansi khona leli ubhane khona ngale sigabeni sesenbuksi lapha ya ibingelele seJohannesburg siyalibuza udaba lukathaba ngololo luthi uthi amavoti edlulisele phambili akukaze kwenzeka lokhu loba iwuphi umhlaba jikelele uthaba ungahambi khatshana le nto yakhe le sikhathile thina singamandebela kubulawayo ngapha sikhathile siyahlukumezeka Studio 7 kumele kuvotwe ma kunjalo phela kaphume kusizisile angithi nguye wadilizisisisiye xotsha ulokhu uchamisa la ethi yena nguye ulokhu uzeni wakhona sekuya nodoti wakhe lo ozowufaka ebantwini lo ezokuthi yena kudluliswa amavoti umnankagwe eqhubekeza esihlalweni kanjani umnankagwe eqhubekeza esihlalweni umele aphume
ye sanibonani sanibonani kustudio 7 ngiyathi lo okhulumayo nithwakas protest for change hayi basazizwa iy'nkulumo le y'nkulumanyana osengezo chabango kambe sho ukhona umuntu osakumangaliswa ngosengezo chabango usengezo chabango vela nti ngumuntu wezanu bonke labo chamisa laba ngabantu bezanu lapho ayikho nje into etshintsha lapha kudlalwa ngabantu siyambona lapha nomnankagwa ekhuluma ngike ngafika ema-ofisini awe-ANC nawe-EFF ngisiyakhulumela abantu bakithi ababotshwayo laphaya abantu abathathwa bayejikelwa ngale kwebhoda bagcine sebesidla kuma-dustbin badala kubuhlungu lokho okwenzakalayo lokhu
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, amavideos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe
It was a Friday my darling was a Friday 7
Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki leqembu leZimbabwe elicula umdumo wedisco elizibiza ngokuthi Diva and Lady B eselicula likwele South Africa. Asuzeni umsakazi weStudio 7 weza Jesus Banda eqhuba lo Thembi Sibanda ozibiza ngegama lokuthi nguDiva.
Disco owazala ngokuthi splash music uyathandeka kumagama eZimbabwe. Silo Diva lo Lady B siyalamukela.
Olibingelelayo nguThembi Sibanda, intombi esala esigodini esigabeni sishalo. Kwathi ngomnyaka ka-2023 ngahlangana nentombi abamadlala abathi ngubona rekoda i album yokuqala seza kwesibili esayenza nobhuti waseBotswana abathi noChisco kumanje sesiyenzile i album yethu yesithathu.
Lezi njalo lubizana umculo wenu.
Umculo wethu uyi disco slash sinamadlalati amathathu njengamanje. Obhalayo ingoma ngusisthembi ezinye zakhona nguboni madlala. Hayi uboni madlala vele esini nguye vele osibhalayo.
Tintayo yini Thembu ukuthi ungene kwezomculo?
UPatricia Majalisa lo mama bengimthanda kakhulu. Bengizizwa mbele zingoma kodwa uPatricia Majalisa ngiwangenza mbele ukuthi ngathi ngafisa ukuthi one day nami mani ngizayenza lento. And uNkulunkulu wangikhokhelela kwenzeka vele. UPatricia Majalisa is the one who inspired me.
Nje divan let it be utholana ngapi
xa ngabe ufuna mlandeli omuhle lapho khona uyangena nje ku YouTube ufike ubhale uthi diva and let it be diva and let it be mafu uvula nje lapho uzowuthola umsebenzi wethu wonke ngaphakathi esicela ukuthi mawufika ngaphakathi ufike ulike ufike usubscribe ufike ucommente ufike udlale futhi ingoma kancane ngokwenza njalo uyamsupportile ngokunjalo ama CDs liwathola kithi pa USBs liwathola futhi kithi ngiyabonga
bese sehla sichelela sileqembo le Diva and Lady B uhlelo oza oza Friday libe lempela sonemnandi igama lami Ezra Jesus Bana.
Zazizo ziyasuka khona ngalesi yakubonga kakhulu Ezra Jesus Banda lo Lady Diva khona ngapho. Ake isikhathi asisavumi namhlanje lingakhohlwa i-live talk iyalandela khona manje. Ngolivalelisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lingakhohlwa lokungena WhatsApp channel yethu eBOA Ndebele. Ye kunjalo siyabonga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.